save a life. To register, call 877-477-7637 or visit startaheartsinlaw.org. Get the training. Save a life.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas.
Yeah.
That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official OPT Network. Oh, yeah. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country that you're in. We welcome you on this Momentum Monday to the OPT Network. Well, if you're just getting your Monday morning started, it's 7:38 local time, 8:38 Eastern time. It's Monday, April 7th. And if you're just peeking out, it's a little bit rainy, depending on what part of the state or cities that you're in. It's rainy, it's damp outside, and it's really cool this morning. So as kids are awaiting school buses, please make sure that they're bundled up safely and tightly. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. Help our bus drivers, crossing guards, and our resource officers make sure that kids get in safely this morning. And as always, we ask you to remain engaged as you're traveling. Wherever it is that you're headed this morning, many people are getting their work day started, you know, trying to shake off the weekend. It was expected to be a lot worse in the weather, but it was really, really a nice weekend. And we really were able to get out this weekend, get moving around, and do some things that were really important to us, DC, and to our community. You know, we had been talking about Start a Hearts in Law for the last several weeks, and it was absolutely a wonderful success on Saturday morning. I mean, so many people showed up and showed out. It was much, much bigger, D.C., than what, you know, the volunteers, David Melanson, everybody expected it would be. We hoped that people would really show up, and, you know, we knew that they would. We spoke it into existence, and we just believe that once David did the work and all of the volunteers, the Red Cross,
that it would be an incredible success, and it absolutely was. Starter Hearts in Law, just, I mean, the people that walked away from the event, DC, they just could not say enough good positive things about the event.
Absolutely, Carlette. I mean, it just was astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for it to be the first year, and both sessions were completely packed.
Uh-huh.
It's outstanding. I mean, and that, now they are saying that they're going to make it a yearly event.
Mm-hmm.
So now Central Louisiana will be have more people out there who knows hands-on CPR. And they not only taught that, though, Carlette, they went deeper in the CPR.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they went deep in the CPR.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like now if somebody goes down around me after getting that training, I'm going to be able to do something.
I absolutely stand with you on that. They also did a demonstration, and there was an opportunity for people to understand an AED. A lot of us have heard the term, never really seen. I'd never seen the machine. Had you before yesterday? I hadn't seen it. I mean, I've heard about it. I'd never seen it at work.
Right.
And it was a lot smaller, a lot more compact, and a lot easier to use than what you would have ever imagined if you had not been there.
Well, who knew? If we hadn't gone, we wouldn't have been able to, you know, let folks know that they were actually teaching you how to use an AED as
well. I mean,
so, you know, people got, and there was all, I mean, really, Carlette, what you saw at the place was a representation of what Central Louisiana
mm-hmm.
is. You know, it was a beautiful sight to see people wanting to help other people.
Absolutely.
And that's what we do here at the OPT Network, and that's what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about one group. It's not about one institution. It's about all of us coming together for the betterment of all of Central Louisiana. Big ups to David Malonso, man. You did a wonderful job, Mayor Jock Roy. Y'all did a wonderful job. They put this thing together, and it went over just like I believe they wrote it on the chalkboard, but actually better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also Dr. Friedman and all of the sponsors who sponsored it and who made it possible.
Yes.
And DC, all of the families that came out.
Man.
What about the families?
Man, that was outstanding. Our little family was there. As a matter of fact, I sent Mary some pictures to put up on our website and, you know, to let folks actually really see, if you didn't get a chance to go out, you know, to see Carlette and Young Deuce Christmas actually performing CPR on the dummies, you know, and just sort of like a wide shot of the whole situation. But, you know, we saw a lot of people that we knew there, got a chance to speak to a lot of people and, you know, saw people who are really interested in being a part of solutions rather than always crying about stuff. You know, what are you doing to help? Unless you get paid, you don't want to be involved in it.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you what, I thought it was so amazing, the young people that showed up. You know, you had junior high kids, you had high school kids, kids that babysat, that were showing up. And you know what, as many people as there were, DC, I really thought, as big as it was, next year it's going to be even bigger.
Oh, it's going to be bigger, Carlette.
Because there are so many groups and organizations that needed to be there that probably were not there.
Absolutely. And one thing we got from it is because we took the whole shooting bang, the whole shooting match of CPR in high school.
Right.
But, you know, it's been close to 30 years since we've been out of high school. You know, so with, I mean, the size difference makes a difference, because I remember in high school it just didn't seem as
taxing
for me to actually work. It is a job. You need to, if you hadn't done it in a while, you have to go back and get retrained.
Absolutely.
Because you're not the same person you were 20 years ago, so it's not the same.
It's not the same. And everything, like you said, I kind of had some general idea if somebody went down about what to do from what we learned in high school.
Right.
But we really got to give big kudos to all of the volunteers, the medics that were there that really, really helped us along the way, made sure for each group, there were like groups of three for every dummy.
There was a lot of volunteers there.
Yeah, there were. And he just made sure, and you could just look around and you could just see from every group that they made sure that you actually understood the concept of what was happening, that you absolutely understood the rhythm that needed to happen during the process, because, as they said, doing something is better than doing nothing.
Absolutely.
But you certainly want to know where the placement, the hand placement should be. You want to know what to look for. And they took us through every practical scenario. that could happen if you needed to give somebody CPR.
And you really do now know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were so happy because David, young David Christmas, Deuce Christmas, is certified to do CPR.
Right.
You know, he actually knows how to do it. We sat there and watched him learn how to do it, and we actually helped the instructor to teach him because we know who he is.
Exactly. We know who he is.
You know, so we were able to stand over him and kind of be there. It was mm-hmm. It was excellent to see so many family folk there, you know, folks there with their families.
Right.
It was a beautiful thing.
And I think kids nowadays, D.C., they're so unengaging with each other. They're doing everything via text, via computer.
And there's an app for everything.
And there's an app for everything.
Right.
But this was a situation where you had to actually be there to engage.
Right.
You had to role play. You had to, and to show our kids that it's okay to engage. It's okay to role play and to learn.
Absolutely.
And so for all of the parents who sent their kids out, all of the schools who sent their kids out, you know, a lot of schools had incentives for kids to come out to the CPR class to learn. It is only going to help the community. And I'm going to tell you, D.C., before we even got started, there were some incredible stories of people who had saved, whose lives were saved because they understood bystander CPR, because they understood that if somebody went down, they knew that they needed to do something. And there was a gentleman from Natchitoches named Reuben Small who recounted his story and talked about the fact that he had had a heart attack 7 or 8 days prior to going down and had the person that was in his presence not known CPR, he would not have been here to tell his story.
Absolutely. He was actually a police officer, and there was another police officer who knew CPR.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if he was a police officer or if he was just working for the city.
I think it was some sort of officer of the city.
Okay.
I don't know if it was police, but he worked for the city.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he said police officer.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
If I'm not mistaken,
okay.
That's what I think I heard. But anyway, with that said, he did CPR on the gentleman, and he was there Saturday to tell his story and
mm-hmm.
what a wonderful story it was. And I mean, he just did a wonderful job of telling it.
He did. And he just went through the whole, you know, the whole process of going down and not having a heart attack. And oftentimes people go down, and he said if this guy would not have been there, and they told him, you know, once he regained consciousness after being in the hospital for many, many days, that had not that gentleman been there and knew what to do.
Right.
You know, there is such a small window of time when somebody's heart stops or when there's a cardiac arrest.
Absolutely, because they could go brain dead if they don't get oxygen to the brain in a certain amount of time. You know, they would actually be brain dead.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know, DC, the thing that I love the most is that when we were coming in and others were going out, everybody walked out with a smile on their face. They took time out of their busy weekends or restful weekends or whatever you want to do on your weekend.
Yes.
And they said it was well worth it. And they said, you guys are going to enjoy it. You know, everybody was telling the one group that was leaving was telling the next group, you know, how rewarding it was and how glad they were that they had participated. And for us, that was just amazing.
Yes. Yes, it was. And I mean, and we felt the same way leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we felt the same way leaving. I mean, it was like, wow. You know, who knew it was going to be this easy to actually learn how to do CPR?
Right. And just so rewarding. And then what we learned really and what we have come to understand from the whole process and going through this is that most of the time it is a family member that you will have to resuscitate or do CPR on.
Now, Colette, I will say this right here. I think I really expected to see a lot more people out there, even though there was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people we just didn't know, we did see some people that we did know.
Mm-hmm.
But as I sit here and think about it, there was just a lot of community leaders and people that I believe probably should have been
mm-hmm.
there that just weren't there.
That were missing.
You know, a lot of groups, a lot of church groups, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
who probably, you know, because when you're dealing, especially if your church has a kids ministry,
mm-hmm.
you should have had a representative there.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped the ball.
Right.
That's the bottom line. I mean, there's no other way to put that. If you've got, if your church has a lot of elderly people, you dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You should have had some representatives at that starter heart sin law.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's just the bottom line. As I sit here thinking about it, I'm saying, okay,
that's what I was thinking.
We're going back and forth about it.
Uh-huh.
Why weren't some of the people who weren't there not there?
Right.
That's crazy.
And heavens knows there was enough information on every medium that you could hear. Everybody, every media.
Every reputable media outlet in the central Louisiana advertised this. If you weren't advertising this, you really just aren't reputable.
Right. And you know what else I thought about? Not only did they teach CPR, but they also taught you how to revive a baby. They they helped you with choking. If an adult was choking, you know, every aspect. How to dislodge something from a baby's mouth properly. It was so all-inclusive that it was just amazing. And I thought so, too. I thought that, and maybe churches have this at their churches. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I really thought the same thing. But then as I thought about it, I said maybe churches are training their people. You know,
I don't know about our church doing that.
Within the church, I don't either.
Yeah, I've never heard them say anything about CPR training.
But
and if you weren't there, you really missed out on something. And if God forbid something happens to somebody in your church or in whatever group you have, and you didn't do anything, you know, that's not very smart.
No, but you know what? We next year, hopefully, DC, it'll be. They'll have to have
because
even
there's
more
no
sessions.
Excuse, Garlett. There's really not a big. I mean. At some point, you heard one of the media outlets. You've got all the TV stations, all of the radio stations, you know, most of the talk shows except the ones that are not reputable amongst the community. But everybody else, you know, this thing was everywhere.
Right. And, you know, I think people, sometimes it takes people a little time to catch on. But, you know, it was fun for us. And it was a good time for families. A lot of people showed up. And everybody that took the time out of their busy weekend, or if you just, sometimes like us, you just fished, you know, it was a big, big deal because D.C. doesn't do anything on Saturday other than,
right,
you know, fishing. And that just speaks to how important that you thought it was for us and for your family.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was important. And let me just stop to say this right here, you know, because most of the people who know us know we don't get involved in politics, but my sister, LaTanji Williams, just big congratulations to her. She's in the runoff down in Bunkin for city councilman or alderman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, big ups to Tanji because she does a wonderful job. She's an excellent businesswoman, and she's a smart lady.
Absolutely. And she loves her community.
She loves her community. She's always doing something in the community to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's just people like that are just far and few in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just want to congratulate her on that
and
wish her much luck and many blessings on that. Congratulations, LaTanji Christmas Williams of Bunky. And that'll be our big, lovable hometown.
Big, big shout out to the B-Town this morning.
Indeed,
and
B-Town!
I'm going to tell you, wasn't it a great weekend? You know, it started off, you didn't know what the weather was going to do, but we got up, we decided we were going to sleep in, so we were slated to go to the first session, but we said, you know what, wow, we're going to use this opportunity, get a little extra sleep, so we went to the second session.
Right.
And then after that, for the first time in a long time, we were able to all come together and not have any electronics in the mix. And we did the Starter Heart, and then we went and had a wonderful lunch, and then we went to a musical.
Went to a musical play.
Uh-huh. Oklahoma, put on by Menard High School, the Holy Savior Menard. And it was...
Well, you know, Young Deuce Christmas was racking up on extra points.
just put it out there.
Just put it out there. Because I don't know if I had would have gone. But he needed us to go to get extra more points.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, you know, you just go yourself, you get extra points. But the more people you bring.
Mm-hmm.
And then his circle, you think our circle is small. His circle is smaller.
But wasn't it an incredible production?
It really was.
For high school.
Man, it was outstanding. I mean, I tell you what, after the intermission, I started being okay with being there. I was like, man, this is just not that bad.
Well,
this is awesome.
The kids put in a lot of time, a lot of work, and it's just good to see.
It had some money around that production, too.
And it was.
Yeah, you could see it. It had some cake. It has some.
Yeah, I mean, everything from the costumes to
the props, the set,
everything was absolutely first class. So kudos.
Somebody's giving somewhere.
Right, a lot. There were a lot of sponsors for the play.
A lot of givers.
Mm-hmm. A lot of givers. Yeah. And you know what? The more that we go and grow, we're going to give people opportunities. We're going to take the opportunity to continue to give, because it is really about getting out of the hookup line.
Oh, get out of the hookup line.
And getting into a line. We're going to just call it the hookup line.
Yeah, where you can actually be a giver.
But you know what? The hookup line is a mentality.
It really is.
It's a mentality.
And I believe it's a poverty mentality.
It is a poverty mentality, and one that we're going to talk about breaking. And it's a stronghold. And you know what? The more we talk about it and expose it, the more people are going to see.
Yeah, because, Carlette, you can't really get in the spirit of giving and what the word says mm-hmm. about giving. And if you don't give, you don't receive mm-hmm. that way. And when you don't get, if you can't receive, you can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in a position to receive, folks.
Absolutely. It was a great weekend, and it is Momentum Monday. We want to thank, for this segment, Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr. has been serving. He has been serving, and he is a true servant. He has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, with diligence, and expertise since 1989. Also, Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Don't forget Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is their top priority. The number to phone for more information, 318-445-9700. Also, get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for more information on home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Don't forget about Magnolia State Mortgages, where dreams come true. The heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Remember, they still have their financial checkups happening until April 15th. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, remember, stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You know how we talk about being happier, being healthier, being whole? Well, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to tell you who our guest is after this break. So you'll want to stay with us and keep your momentum. We're back, everybody, right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. Or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Adding opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Michelle, get to know me well, cause I got a whole lot to bring. Add a little flavor in the disco. Hope you like the tempo. Let's go, move your feet. Take two steps to the right, just pop, do the wop, get live, get fresh to death. Now just slide to the other side. Let's do like me to the left, to the left. All my lovely people to my left right now, get ready for me. All my happy. East Coast people in the place to be, get ready to go. All my West Coast people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock.
Let's ride.
Hey, ooh, let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Take a minute, give me 1:16, one paper, one pen, and one studio. Let me get a verse, yeah, I got nerve. Don't need to rehearse, I just need to blow. So many ladies in the game right now who wanna rock with the Chris on the microphone. I've been studying Miss Billy, Miss Ella, Miss Sarah Vaughn, and Miss Natalie Cole. All my people locked up, never give up, just hold your head up. All my baby.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Now, you already know that it is Momentum Monday. And so what we started figuring out were ways that we could give you even more momentum and talk about with other people some of the things that we talk about every single day. And we found this incredible book that came across our desk that we wanted to share the author's story with you. And let me tell you who he is this morning. You may know him. His name is Dan Harris. He is the co-anchor of Nightline and the weekend editions of Good Morning America. He regularly reports for 2020 World News with Diane Sawyer and the weekday editions of Good Morning America. Now, he has written a book that's called 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. It's a true story, and Dan Harris is here to tell his truth. Dan, good morning, and welcome to the OPT.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about, you talked about this huge meltdown that you had in front of 5 million people, but I want to go even further than that, or more than 5 million people, and I want to talk about leading up to the meltdown. And what happened? Did you know that you were on the verge of having a situation?
No way. I had no idea that my cascading series of moronic decisions was about to blow up in my face on national television. I just had no idea. I was a really ambitious young reporter. I got to ABC News when I was 28 years old. In the year 2000, I looked barely post-pubescent, and I was working with these giants like Diane Sawyer and Peter Jennings and Barbara Walters, and my way of compensating for that was to become a workaholic. So I just threw myself into my job, and after 9/11, I raised my hand and volunteered to spend a lot of years in war zones. And I came home from a long period of time in Iraq, and I got depressed. And that's when I did something really stupid, which was that I self-medicated with recreational drugs. And even though I wasn't doing it, when I was working, and definitely not when I was on the air, I later learned from my doctor that it was enough to raise the level of adrenaline in my brain so that I had a panic attack on national television in 2004.
And so you decided to tell your truth about this panic attack, about the journey that you had been on to quiet and tame those voices in your head. Why did you decide to tell the story?
Yeah, because I ultimately found something that I always assumed would be ridiculous, which was meditation. I'm not a touchy-feely guy. I'm not a member of any particular religion. I'm a very skeptical guy, raised by scientists, married to a scientist, and ended up finding that meditation is this scientifically validated way to make yourself happier and calmer and less yanked around by your emotions, and yet it has this horrible PR problem. Most people.
Dan, let me stop you right there. Dan, did you move into a different direction? Your phone is kind of blinking out on us a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't move at all. But
okay, good.
I want to
rewind. It sounds better now. I want to rewind a little bit. Your parents are both doctors. You came from a very scientific background, so religion and spirituality was not a part of your life.
No.
So you really had no basis for that. But at this point that you have this, what you call this panic attack or this meltdown, at that point do you find that, did you ask yourself the question, how can I get past this?
Yeah, when I was sitting in that doctor's office, and he explained to me that that my career had been jeopardized by stupid decisions in my personal life, I knew I needed to make some changes. And around that time, I was assigned to cover religion for ABC News by my mentor Peter Jennings. And even though I told him I didn't want to do it, he told me I didn't have a choice. It was this kind of interesting coincidence where I then was launched off into this world of faith, this world that I had no real prior exposure to. Yeah, I did have a bar mitzvah when I was a kid, but that was mostly for the money. My parents weren't into the actual religion, really. So I learned a lot. And ultimately, through that, I stumbled into self-help. And then I found, as we discussed earlier, this thing that I always thought was very, very silly, which is meditation.
And so when you come out of the newsroom and Peter Jennings sends you on this journey to start covering religion, and anybody who, and most people have never been in newsrooms, so they really don't understand the atmosphere of the newsroom and how cynical and what cynics that you can become, how do you approach this in a way where your mind remains open?
It was tough. I think at first I didn't do a very good job of that. I covered mostly evangelicals, and I tended to cover it in a caricatured way, you know, looking at the most extreme parts of this movement, until I started to make some actual friends and realize, you know, in faith communities, and realize that these are people just like me, and that, in fact, having a larger view of the world, a transcendent view of the world that's larger than your own narrow self-interest, can be really good for you. And I'll be honest, I didn't adopt any of the faiths that I encountered, but I learned a lot from the friends that I made.
Hmm. Why did you not adopt any? Why were you not drawn into it? Was there a barrier that prevented you from really seeing the other side?
I have a hard time believing in anything I can't prove.
Okay. And so, go ahead.
That is not to say that I don't respect faith. I have a lot of friends of faith, and I do. It's just you could call it a limitation, or you could call it a personal quirk, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure lots of people would call it lots of different things. But my constitution is such that I'm not faithful in that way.
Sure. And so, but you continue this journey, and you continue to figure out that there are some things that you're going to have to do in whatever way that you need to do them to quiet these voices in your head. What are these voices saying to you, Dan?
Well, I want to be clear. When I talk about the voice in the head, I'm not talking about schizophrenia.
I know.
I'm talking about
We didn't think so. We meet those voices that talk to everybody. You know, those voices that they talk to each and every one of us. And hopefully we are not schizophrenic, but we know that those voices come to really steal from us, to tell us that we're not good enough, that the story that you did, you know, it wasn't good enough. You could have done this, you could have done that. I think that there's probably not a single person within the sound of our voices that have not heard those voices. And so you set out to really find out how you can quiet those.
Yeah, I mean, most of us don't even realize we have a voice in our head because we're so sort of wrapped up in this conversation we're having with ourselves that we think the conversation is the whole thing. But as a matter of fact, we do have this voice. It's what chases you out of bed in the morning. It's constantly judging, wanting, not wanting, comparing yourself to other people, casting forward into the future, remembering the past, and not focusing on what we're doing right now. And there's a way to defang the voice, as I found. And in my case, the voice was often very much wrapped up in the competition of my job.
Hmm. And so you set out to really, do you remember, Dan, at what moment you realized that these voices and the cacophony of these voices had become so loud and so great that you needed to tame them? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, well, oddly enough, it was when I was reading a very weird self-help book. As part of my coverage of religion, a producer suggested that I read a self-help book by a guy named Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you've heard of him. Oprah loves this guy, and he sold millions of books, and he was at the height of his popularity in the latter part of the last decade. And so, like 2008, I started reading this book, and it was this really weird book, you know, strange book filled with strange language and pseudoscientific claims, et cetera, et cetera. But embedded in the heart of this thing, Eckhart Tolle was the first person I ever heard talk about the voice in the head. And he talked about how most of our thoughts are negative and repetitive and self-referential, and we're never in the present moment. We're always in the future or the past in our mind. And I realized, oh, yeah, that's me. And that's the voice that made me make most of the dumbest decisions of my life, like going to war zones without considering the consequences, self-medicating when I was depressed, leading to a panic attack on national television. And I knew at that point that I wanted to do something to figure out how to solve this issue. But the problem with Eckhart Tolle is he doesn't give you any actual advice.
And so how did you learn that you could quiet these voices and you decided to tell this story on how others can do the same? How did you learn that?
Well, as I write about in the book, I went on a whole strange journey because after I met Eckhart Tolle and couldn't get any real answers out of the dude, I then spent a lot of time in self-help trenches, and I found a lot of even weirder people and promises and all this stuff. And after just knocking my head around in this world for a while, my wife gave me a book. She just heard me yammering on about all this stuff, and she said, you know, let me give you this book that I read. And it was by a psychiatrist here in New York City who was also a Buddhist. And I didn't know anything about Buddhism at all. I thought it was just another religion. As it turns out, it's really not. It's not really a religion at all. As it turns out, this guy, this psychiatrist, was making an argument for meditation as a way to tame the voice in your head. The problem was, for me, I always thought meditation was only for weirdos and people who lived in a yurt and, like, listen to Cat Stevens 24 hours a day, and there was no way I was going to do that.
Okay, let's do this. Let's get a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to pick up on meditation. The book is called 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. It's a true story, and Dan Harris is the author. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and...
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning, we're joined by award-winning ABC News anchor Dan Harris. He's covered wars and presidential campaigns, and he's investigated human traffickers and has been chased by wild elephants. But by far, the most challenging thing that he has done is to try to tame those voices in his head. His book is called 10% Happier, How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Actually Works. Dan, I think it's so interesting that as a man, you came out to tell this story, but it wasn't necessarily, in your view, to sell books. It was really yourself being a self-described cynic, finding something that you think will help the world. Let's talk about that find that you made.
Yeah, so I recognized that this book was a big risk, that I'm talking about things that are embarrassing, frankly, big mistakes I've made in my life and the nature of my own mind, and I worried about it a lot. In fact, I often thought about pulling this book from publication. But the reason why I decided to ultimately just go for it, with the active backing of my bosses, including Diane Sawyer, was because I feel like there's something here that can be helpful to a lot of people. And I'm a very skeptical guy, and I don't have a long attention span, and I'm not good at sitting still for a long period of time. But I discovered that meditation made a huge difference in my life. And if it can work for me, it can work for anybody. And, I always assumed that meditation was just for weirdos, but as it turns out, it's being done by athletes, by executives, by scientists, by teachers, by lawyers, by this elite group of high-achieving people. And what I'm trying to do is make it more acceptable to the mainstream.
And talk about your start with that. For people that are saying, you know what, Dan, this you're talking to me this morning. I'm one of those people that can't get out of my head, that can't quiet those voices. Where do we start?
Okay, so what got me started was the science. When I heard that meditation can lower your blood pressure, boost your immune system, and literally rewire key parts of your brain so that you are happier and less stressed, that piqued my interest. As a skeptic, that really piqued my interest. And the other thing I would say to you is, I hear this a lot from people. Okay, so meditation might be good for you, but you don't understand. My mind is too busy. I could never do this. Newsflash, welcome to the human condition. Everybody's mind is like that. Mm-hmm. Meditation does not mean you have to stop thinking. That is impossible and will not happen until you die. Meditation is about trying to focus on one thing, and every time your mind wanders, you catch your mind wandering and bring it back to that focus point. And you're going to do this over and over and over again. It's a bicep curl for your brain. It's very hard to do, but so is going to the gym if you're not cheating. So It's exercise for the mind.
And so what would that one thing be? Could it be anything?
No, I mean, it could be anything. But generally speaking, basic meditation involves focusing on your breath, because your breath is always with you. It's portable. Mm. And you are always breathing unless you've got a really big problem. So
so are we talking about like yoga breaths, or are we just talking about just normal breath?
No. There's no special breathing. All you're doing is closing your eyes, sitting up straight, and trying to feel where do you feel your breath most prominently, like coming in through your nostrils, as your belly rises, as your chest rises, and then you just try to feel your breath coming in and going out. And and your mind is going to wander a million times to, what am I going to have for lunch? Do I need a haircut? Why did I say that stupid thing to my mom the other day? And the game, the whole game, is to catch your mind wandering, forgive yourself, and return to the breath. And every time you do that, you're breaking a lifetime of habit of walking around in a fog of anticipation of the future and memory of the past, and actually focusing on what's happening right now, which focus is a diminishing resource in this age of instant connectivity and information overload. And it's a pretty radical act. And so, yes, focusing on the breath may seem like a stupid thing to do, but if you think about going to the gym and lifting barbells over and over again, that seems stupid too, but our society has embraced it. Why? Because science has shown that it can be really good for you. Running on a treadmill seems stupid, but why do we do it? Because it's science has shown it can be good for you. This is the same thing, except for in my experience, if the transformation goes beyond the physical and can have real psychological benefits so that you aren't reacting to the voice in your head so blindly.
Can you believe, Dan, as this book has picked up so much steam and the skeptic that you have always been from being in the news business so long, can you believe that you are the one that the universe has chosen to tell this story?
When I was writing the book, I took 4 years to write this book, and it was an extremely painful process because I don't know how to write, and I'd never written a book before. And my wife and I used to joke all the time. I would say, look, baby, I need an hour to go work on the worst book ever written that nobody's ever going to read, and we would laugh about it. And then when the book started to sell, I called her to tell her, you know, hey, we made the bestseller list, and we just sat on the phone, and we giggled for 10 minutes. I am completely surprised, and if the universe has picked me to talk about this, then I'm happy to be that guy, but I didn't see it coming. I'll be honest with you about that.
I think the universe has chose you, and before you've got to go, I want to talk about how meditation changed your life and your world.
So it didn't, you know, there's a reason why I called the book 10% Happier. My life is not a nonstop parade of unicorns and rainbows. I still have the same stresses I've always had, except for I am less likely to be carried away by them. Let me just use an example everybody can relate to. You're on the road and somebody cuts you off. Now, most of us think to ourselves, as soon as somebody cuts us off on the road, we have this immediate thought, which is, I'm angry. And automatically, reflexively, habitually, we just inhabit that thought. We become angry with no hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
For me now, with meditation, I can see the anger coming up. I can notice that, like, my chest is buzzing, my ears are red, I'm having angry thoughts. And like 10% of the time, I don't take the bait because it's not, there's no point in getting angry. It's a waste of my time. So I find myself less frequently being controlled by the voice in my head. Like, I'm not putting my hand in the fridge, but I'm not actually hungry. I'm not checking my BlackBerry when my wife is trying to talk to me. I'm not losing my temper when it's not in my best interest. That's the superpower.
I love it. The book is called 10% Happier. How I Tamed the Voice in My Head, Reduced Stress Without Losing My Edge, and Found Self-Help That Works. And for the most part, this is absolutely 100% free. You can meditate, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Dan, tell people how they can get the book.
You can get the book on Amazon. You can get the book in your local bookstore. But, you know, more important to me, you know, if you're not interested in my story, fine. You know, I don't care if you buy the book. What I'm more interested in is that people would take a look at meditation. And meditation, the kind I'm talking about, is called mindfulness meditation. It is free. It is secular. There's nothing to join. Nothing to believe in. Nobody to bow to. No fees to pay.
Dan, you're a mess. You're a mess.
What'd you say?
I say you're a mess. Go ahead.
You know, you don't have to. You just look it up on the internet and find a teacher near you or find some free meditation instructions. You can find them on my website, 10% Happier at ABC.com, and you can get going on your own. And it's not gonna, if you already are a member of a faith, I believe it will not interrupt your current relationship with your current faith.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much for joining the OPT Network this morning, and thank you for writing the book 10% Happier. It's been a great revelation.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your fish bay. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The sky.
everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Momentum Monday, and we decided to do several things this morning to give you momentum and to help you to find it if you don't have it. You know, Mondays, for most people, is very challenging, and it's because of the state of mind that we've created for ourselves. Well, we've already talked about being 10% happier. Well, we're moving on. If meditation is not something that you can really wrap your mind around, maybe you can wrap your mind around our next guest. Her name is Elizabeth Nixon. She is an author. She's an attorney. She's a speaker with a heart to inspire and launch others into their divine destiny. And I have to tell you, Elizabeth, when we saw that, we said, this is something that will give our listeners momentum. The book is called Inspired by the Psalms, Decrees That Renew Your Heart and Mind. Elizabeth, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Talk about, Elizabeth, how you went from being an attorney to finding ways through the power of positive thinking, the power of attraction, and the power of the intention of intentions to really invigorate people and inspire people.
Well, you know what I found, Colette, when I was practicing law, I did a lot of business law. So I was helping people, in my understanding, launch their dreams, set up their business, set up their career. But what I found was even the best legal advice doesn't prepare even the best client for success. And success or failure can really derail a person. And I found that those who did not have some kind of faith, core or foundation to their life couldn't even deal with success. Because we think if we achieve success or wealth or influence and power, that those are things that will be good for us, and that's this place that we want to achieve. But I saw too many clients achieve those places and still completely fall apart. I mean, the tabloids are perfect examples of people who have achieved what we think is success, mm-hmm. and this ability to live in a positive state, and yet their lives are a wreck. So I really returned back to the Word of God and said, Lord, you have to show me how your Word is different than everything else that's out there. And that was the study journey that I went on to find that answer of how we connect with a living God, and that's the difference that will give us a core strength to endure either failure or success or whatever life is going to throw at us.
You said you returned back, Elizabeth. Had you been a faith person or a believer and you had backslidden and came back to God, or had you never really been a spiritual or religious person?
I'm actually a pastor's kid, so okay. that comes with a lot of black eyes, I think. You have to try doubly hard to be normal because there's a certain slant against you to start with. But I had never walked away from my faith. But I think anybody who has walked any spiritual path knows that every stage of your life brings a deeper depth to that journey. So I had always known God. I had always loved God. I tried to live my life that way. But you get to a place where you have to start asking the hard questions, right, where this is no longer just something my parents believe, or it's not just something that's taught in church, but how daily, God, are you real to me? And, you know, in that culture in Los Angeles, in the finance and legal world, there is a huge culture of positive affirmations, of think positively, and the universe will be moved by your thoughts and bring to you, you will attract to yourself whatever it is that you need. And the difficulty for me with that was there's a lot of biblical principles. Some of the things that they say are verses out of the Bible. Mark, the Gospel of Mark tells us, to him who believes, anything is possible. And that's a lot of what these intentions and affirmation teachings teach us. If you believe it, it's possible. But to anybody who's even tried to walk that path for a long time, you know that you have a down day. Mm-hmm. You know that you can't always keep the caffeine high going. And what do you do in that place? Because those same teachings teach you that your own negativity will also bring negativity. It's a karma-based situation or it's a workspace situation. So I went to the Word and I said, God, you better show me the difference between what you say is true and what this impossible, you know, guinea pig wheel is that I'm just running around on. And Colette, what I found was in Jeremiah 1:12, mm-hmm. God himself, Jehovah, talks to this prophet. And he says, Jeremiah, I am God, and I'm alert and active. I'm waiting and watching over my words to perform them. And I thought, see, there's the difference. Mm-hmm. There's promises in scriptures for my health, for my prosperity, for my peace in my family. But my positive thinking was kind of falling short, I'll tell you.
Mm.
And so I said, God, okay, these are your promises. If your word says that you're waiting to do it, then I'm going to find a way to get into alignment with you, because then you can do it for me. And that's where these decrees were birthed.
Wow, that's powerful. And so for those people, Elizabeth, that do believe in positive affirmations, and I am a believer, and I believe that the principles work, even if you're not a believer to a certain degree, how do we help those people that have to have it proven by science, you know, that don't truly believe that there is a higher being, bigger, greater than themselves? How do we help those people?
Well, you know, I think the beauty of that mindset, I'm not intimidated by it at all. It doesn't take any more faith to believe there's not a God than it takes faith to believe that there is a God, right? It's the same leap. Hmm. There's no proof against a God, and there's no proof scientifically for a God. So the beauty of Jehovah, of this God of the scriptures, is that he wants to call us into a personal relationship. So, you know, my husband and I have been married for 30 years. People often say when they meet us, you know, you guys are like newlyweds still. And we know that that's a gift from the Lord. But you can't tell us that love is not real.
Right.
You can't tell us that commitment doesn't work, because that's my personal experience and it's my testimony. That's what I know. So I look at those people and say, really, all you need is an encounter with God. The only thing that you're missing is an encounter where it might not be proven to you in sciences, but in your heart. And that's really what we're crying out for, is I need to know that this is real before I can step into it.
Wow. And so you started this journey inspired by the Psalms. Talk about how that was birthed.
Well, you know, a lot of the scriptures, and it can be scriptures in the Old Testament or the New Testament, are prophets or apostles telling us about God. They're telling us about things that they experience. But the book of Psalms is written by King David. And it's this window into his life where he reveals his flaws, he reveals the weakest parts of himself, and we get to see him wrestle out this faith with a holy God. And I remember reading the Psalms one day before I started writing about them, and I thought, you know, the beauty of Psalms is it teaches us how we can go from this place of sheer desperation or emptiness or a place where everybody is against us. And yet David is still able to remind himself that God is holy, that he is faithful, that God's whole intent really is just to bring him the best. And I thought, what's interesting to me about this book is David himself did not have the book of Psalms. David had books of law.
Mm-hmm.
So David must have had something else. He must have had some encounter, an ongoing, you know, almost daily experience with this God to understand that. And I thought, I need to get into this book so I can understand, you know, who this God is and find my own experience with that God. And I'll tell you, as I wrote these decrees, Colette, the presence of this holy other spiritual realm would manifest where I was. And I have people tell me all the time that when they read these, that's exactly what they experience.
And it's absolutely powerful. And one of the things that I think is really, really... The book is just so amazing, and it's a book that really could be almost like a devotional. It's something for every day, and it's something for every aspect of your life that you're going through. And many people are dealing with what I thought was really critical in the book, rest and provision, and you say even sleep. Let's get a break here. No? What are we doing? Okay. We're going to get a break here, Elizabeth, and when we come back, I want to talk about rest and provision and even sleep, because most people are troubled and worried by those issues.
Yes.
So let me just remind everybody that Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is available. Sylvia's Caring Companions, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Get Wired Satellites. Let's get a break here, everybody, but we're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Momentum Monday. You're tuned in to the official OPT Network. And our guest this morning is Elizabeth Nixon. She is an attorney. She's an author and a speaker. And her heart is really to inspire and launch others into their divine destiny. And I told Elizabeth during the break that I am glad that she got up. You may notice her accent. She's from down under, Australia, but she's no longer down under. She's in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. But her book is called Inspired by the Psalms, Decrees That Renew Your Heart and Mind. And before we talk about rest, provision, and even sleep, you said some really, really powerful things during the break, Elizabeth. And I want you to share when you were talking about God's purpose for our lives.
Yes.
And where it is.
Yes. You know, Colette, it's true in the church and out of the church. People are trying to find their way. What's my path? What's my calling? What am I supposed to do? So often we know that there's something greater in us or out there for us, and how do we find it? Well, you know, there are elements of God that are a mystery to us, but he has revealed to us our purpose. Psalm 38 gives us the formula of how to find it. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You see, there's a reason we're often told to follow your heart or to follow your dreams, because God has written your purpose in your heart. And it's called those things that you love, your desires, your dreams, your hopes. That is exactly your highest calling. That is your spiritual purpose on this earth, those things that you love.
Absolutely. And so as we move to rest, provision, and even sleep, let's talk about Psalm 127.
Yes. Psalm 127 is a beautiful psalm, and I turned it into a decree, which I would love to read, because the last verse of it talks about how even in our sleep, God is doing everything for us. So it's not up to us to do anything. So here is the decree. It says, I decree, I do not labor in vain. All I work toward is stable and sure. The house I build is the Lord. He planned it and has kept it for me from the beginning. I follow the Lord's leading, working alongside him, cooperating with his spirit. I get up early in joy and with gratitude. I eat the fruit of rest and I feast on peace. I sleep calmly and peacefully all night long. The Lord delights in sharing his abundance with me. He fills my cupboards. He overflows my storehouse. I am his pride and joy. He withholds nothing from me. All of this while I sleep the deep, peaceful sleep of one in the arms of love.
Mm. I'm going to tell you what. If that doesn't give you peace, I don't know what will. And I chose that specific one, Elizabeth, because so many people are struggling with rest, with provision, and even sleep. But rest in the sense of being able to just be right where we are and be comfortable where we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two things that are operating here, Colette. One is, as is true with other positive affirmations or positive thinking, decrees operate the same way to renew our mind. The word tells us that we have to be renewed in our mind. What does that mean? It means you have to think correctly. Mm. There is an eternal God who loves you unabashedly, who has purposed health for you and peace for you and rest for you and provision and abundance and success and justice and victory. So a lot of what we have to remind ourselves in our mind is that truth. So decrees work that same way to renew your mind, to get you to think correctly about who you are and how much God has planned for you. But, you know, for a lot of us, especially even people in church who go to church every day and they're believing God and they're reading their Bible, they still don't have that rest. They still can't let it all go. And they're walking paycheck to paycheck at best. So we have to ask ourselves, why is that so? And there are people, I think, that the general thinking that if there is a promise in the Bible, then it should just be. Well, I'm a believer. I believe in the Bible. It should just happen. That should be my reality, my day-to-day experience. But it's interesting. In Romans 10:9, it gives us a formula of how to activate salvation. So this is interesting just in a formula because it says that you are to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
Mm.
And if you do that, then you shall be saved. Well, salvation is a promise in the Word, but it's not just available to everybody. You have to confess with your heart. You have to believe that that's true. You have to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Well, if it's true for salvation, then it's likely true for the other promises. We have to do something with those other promises to take them as our own. So if we confess with our mouth through our decree that God has purposed rest and peace for me, and we believe it in our heart. Now, what does that mean? To me, that means you start living as if that's true.
Mm.
But God's given me rest and peace, and you know what? I'm going to lay down expecting sleep. When work and people around me are in chaos, I'm going to react and interact with them as if God is actually going to unfold peace between me and them. I'm not going to respond to their chaos. I'm going to respond to God's peace. So we confess it with our mouth and our decrees. We believe it in our heart means that we live our life expecting it. And then those things come to pass because God is the one who's going to do it. You don't have to, you know, work to get a bigger paycheck. You just have to follow what God has planned for you. Live as if that's true, and then he does it. That's the beauty of actually a Christian walk. Other walks talk about what you have to do. And a Christian walk says, I know that you are unable to do it, or you're at least unable to sustain it. How can you sustain it? You know? How can you be a mom and up at 5 a.m. and going to bed at 4 a.m. because you're getting the house and everything in order, and it's impossible to do.
And the one,
we really do.
The one is the difference maker, isn't it, Elizabeth? The one.
The one is the difference. It really comes down to who is the power source. I made this joke with you. You know, I know my weaknesses. If you put a plate of French fries in front of me, I don't care what my diet says. I'm eating them because I have zero willpower
right.
in certain areas. You know, I can think positively, but you get that right person who cuts you off in traffic or who's rude to you at work and who doesn't value and appreciate your efforts. It's really hard to stay in that positive place. We need somebody else who will do it for us.
Ooh.
We can stop trying and let him do it. Jeremiah, he's waiting and watching.